Yeah, it is, yeah. It's pleased to be involved the weekend. So made a few saves, which was pleasing, but the result wasn't right, so we got to put that right on Saturday.
Are you a little bit fed up with people like me asking if it's nice to be back? You'd probably much rather have played every game, wouldn't you?
Yeah, definitely. It was disappointing coming to a new club and getting injured after one game and getting a nice little run in the team then when I come back, and I thought that was it, and then having to do my ankle ligaments and be out for 8 weeks was frustrating. It's probably the downside, it's the hardest bit of being a footballer. So yeah, I've worked hard and I'm back to fitness now, so hopefully we can I'll play till the rest of the season and push on.
I think maybe a few of us thought that your ankle injury might rule you out a little bit longer than it did in the end. The manager was keen to say, though, just before Christmas, hang on a minute, he will be back sooner rather than later.
At first we thought it was probably going to be an operation, which probably meant 12-14 weeks, so managed to get down to 8, which was pleasing, so no op. So yeah, it was, at the time I'd done it, I did think the worst case scenario, and but no, pleased to be back. Phil's worked hard with me, so it's pleasing to be back in the team, and we just need to pick up a few more results now and start pushing up that table again.
Now, you played the backup goalkeeper role at Birmingham for some time, but when you've been playing again regularly, are you finding yourself worse at watching again now?
Yeah, I didn't like watching it, to be fair. I come to most of the games while I was injured, and it was not nice because you want to be out there. That's what you're paid to do. You're paid to play football, and it's the bad bit of being a footballer, the injuries parts. But if you keep your head and you do things right, and I soon got back, and hopefully I'll see my rewards coming out in the games.
Have you ever known a season before when you go on losing runs, then you go on winning runs, and everyone's thinking, all right, let's get to mid-table, who knows after that. Then another losing run, then a winning run. It's so hard to predict this football team, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's a tough league because everyone's beating everyone, so that's why everyone's picking points up. So it is a tough league, and we just got to try and be more consistent. That's what we got to try and do, put a few wins together and not have the losing runs that we've been on. So if we can win 2 or 3 and then might lose 1 or whatever and then go on another run rather than win 3 and lose 3 or 4, you don't want to do that. So hopefully this Saturday we've lost 2, so hopefully we'll go on a bit of a winning run and then keep the winning run.
I speak to so many players and managers who say, oh, don't look at the league table. We look at it all the time in our job. Do you actually, in truth, look at it and think, look where we are, we need to improve?
Yeah, you don't look at it too much, to be honest. You don't look at it in great detail, but you have a look at results on a Saturday when you win or you lose or what's going on. You look at the table, see where you are, and that's it. You don't keep staring at it during the whole week thinking, oh, we need to do this, because you end up putting pressure on yourself, which you don't need. You're under enough pressure anyway by playing the game. So it's what you want to do. You want to do the best you can, and hopefully we'll go out there, do the best we can, and get 3 points.
I know the performance disappointed the support at Burton. I'm sure it disappointed the manager and the players as well. Have you got to be an awful lot better this weekend than you were last?
Yeah, I think we do. I think the first half there was nothing in the game. We had a really good chance. I'd made one good save. That was it. So we both had a chance in the first half. Second half, 10 men, we thought, all right, come on now, let's push on. But it just didn't seem to happen. And sometimes people say it's harder to play against 10 than it is 11. So, but yeah, we didn't play great in the second half. But at the end of the day, they're top of the table and we're down towards the bottom. But we'll do our best on this Saturday, and hopefully it'll be enough to get the 3 points that'll push us back up towards the top.
You're not the first team to ever lose to 10 men, are you? You know, let's get that right.
Everyone says it's hard to play against 10. I don't know why that is, because it's probably, they've still got the 2 banks of 4, which you got to break down, but they got the 1 up front. So yeah, we didn't deal with it right, but towards the end, when they got the goal, we were probably pushing for an equaliser, which we probably could have got with maybe Jim's chance or something like that. But yeah, it's one of those things. We're not going to dwell on it and think, oh, what might have been, but we'll just be ready for Saturday and give her all.
You're an experienced player. You've been around football a while, Colin. Do you feel as players that you owe the support a little bit for what happened last Saturday and particularly after the game? Because it wasn't the most savoury of scenes, was it, at the end of the game?
No, it wasn't, to be honest. I didn't hear much of it, really, because I was down the other end. I clapped the fans and walked off. So, no, you gotta give your all every time you go out on that pitch, and that's what we've been doing. So it'll be no different on Saturday. We'll give our all, and hopefully Boyd to come full time, we'd be on the right end of the result, which is a victory, which we go train every day hard as we can, and on a Saturday or Tuesday, whatever day we play, we give our all and make sure that result goes in the right way for us to be pushing up that league where we think we should be.